Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back. Call in,
maybe ask questions, and we'll get this thing on the road. Now, I promote the show daily, guys, on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio, where a lot of you guys are listening to the show right now. If you are on my show page, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon so you can set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. Also, if you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account and type in the search box there. Type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And also do your thing there on Facebook and become friends of the show. Also, on Twitter, we have a Twitter account. We're on Twitter at The Frank W Show. The Frank W Show on Twitter. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or online at blogtalkradio.com, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And before we jump into the show, guys, and today's show is entitled The Preacher's Wife. And I know some of you guys have seen this title before. I set up a show for the preacher's wife, the first lady, not long ago, and she was not able to get in on the show. So I gave her another chance to come on the show today, and I'll tell you right now, I want to go ahead and be honest with you. I have not heard from her yet. Okay, hopefully she'll call in soon, and we can get this thing on the road. But if not, maybe we won't be able to do a preacher's wife show. But we'll get into that. And but anyway, so I promote the show, guys, daily on Twitter, Facebook, and of course Blog Talk Radio. So you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now today is turned out to be a really nice day. It looks like it may not rain today. It may get into the evening and rain like before, but it seems like today may be a really good day. Maybe you could do some outside activities here and there, or maybe you're at work. And if you are at work, please, if you're listening to the show on cell phone, I hope you have an earpiece or something that you can listen to the show, but please don't get caught by your boss listening to the show. Or you may be the boss and you can listen to the show, but don't get caught listening to the show by your boss. I'd rather you guys keep your job than to listen to the show. I know you want to listen to my show and all that, but I don't want you to lose your job by listening to my show at work. Okay, and as well, I know you guys understand that this is a new time for my show, okay? 10 a.m., 10 in the morning is a good time for me to get this done and be able to do other things with the rest of my day, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And again, today's show is entitled The Preacher's Wife. And what we're going to do, guys, we're going to interview a wife, the wife of a preacher. And I'm in order to keep her private and everything, I'm just going to call her the First Lady. Okay? She's up on my port right now. I see that she's here today. and hopefully she's ready to go. And we're going to get to her in just a moment. But today's show is called The Preacher's Wife. And all I'm going to do is I'm just going to interview her. I'm going to ask her a few questions. And what we're doing here is we're taking a sneak peek look into the life of a first lady, or as I call it, the preacher's wife. And, you know, I know her personally. She's a really nice lady, and she's very down to earth. She gets along with everyone, and we, you know, I think a lot of her, okay? So that's why I'm having her on my show. You guys know I wouldn't have just anybody on my show, all right? So what we're going to do, we're just going to kind of interview her, ask her a few questions, and let her answer, and then we'll close out the show at the end, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and get her up on the show. And like I said, I'm just going to call her the First Lady, okay? First Lady, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. How are you?
All right.
Good.
Just fine,
huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, you know, I know you're a busy lady, so I'm not gonna hold you too long. Like I said, I just want to ask you a few questions and kind of give the audience a sneak peek into your life. This is something I kind of always wanted to do. I always wanted to ask the First Lady of the church, what is it like to be, you know, married to the pastor? But first of all, I want to thank you for coming on the show, and again, I'm just going to call you the First Lady, okay? Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Well, my first question would be, how did you and your husband meet? You know, what were like the circumstances behind you guys meeting?
We met in school at a basketball game.
In school at a basketball game? Like, what kind of school? High school? College?
High school
at a basketball game. Wow.
Yes.
So that was when, so y'all were in high school together, or you went to a high school basketball game and met him there?
Yes, we went to high school together. We grew up together.
Okay.
In school.
Oh, wow. All right. Now, so you met him at a high school game, basketball game. So that means that with my next question, was he already a pastor? So he, of course, he wasn't a pastor at that time, right?
No.
Okay. Now, so did you ever think, I mean, in your wildest dreams, that you would one day marry a pastor?
No, I did not.
So you never thought that. So that was the farthest thing from your mind as far as marrying a pastor.
No, I really didn't realize that he was going to be a pastor until he become a pastor. And we was already
right.
Dating and married then. When
okay.
he become a pastor.
Okay. So So, you know, getting back to being a first lady, can you tell the audience, you know, like, what's expected of you as a first lady? What do people expect from you?
They're looking at me as being in church every Sunday. If I could attend Bible study, be there, and love everyone, try to help everyone who is in the need, prayer, and help the church family that need it, and keep my husband lifted up in his prayer.
Okay. All right. So, and then another question I always wanted to ask was, as a first lady of the church, do you or have you ever felt threatened by another woman in the church or another woman in the congregation? Have you ever felt threatened by anyone?
No. I just keep the Lord first. And if you don't look for anything, you will not find anything. And for real, I will go to church. I go to church just like any other woman. But if I'm not looking for anything, my husband, if I'm not looking for anything at my husband, if they looking at my husband any other way, God would deal with them. But you got to have faith and trust in your man. Just watch and pray.
That's right. I'll take that at 100%. I believe that for sure. So now, and then again, so you're having to do things like you have to go visit people when they're like the sick and the shut in. I know at my church, they're always talking about the sick and the shut in. Let's pray for them and things like that. So you're expected to go out into the community and see your members that are sick and can't get out.
Yes.
Okay. So another question, First Lady, take us through, like, you know, give us a bird's eye view of a typical Sunday, you know, from, you know, just summarize it from start to finish. When you get up on Sunday morning, you get ready to go to church and, you know, leave the house, you're on the way to church. Once you get there, you know, how does your Sunday go? What do you do?
I'm just like any other lady. I just go to be myself, who I am. I cannot act like anybody else. I go and praise and worship the Lord and try to love people, help people, and pray for people. And try to be there. Every Sunday I go to the church and keep joy in my heart.
Okay, so you're not do you do any teaching at all? Do you do like do you do any Sunday school teaching? Do you do like a women's thing where you help women and you speak to women, anything like that? Do you do anything like that?
No, I just sang in the choir.
Sing in the choir. The first lady singing in the choir.
Yes.
How many members do y'all have?
We have about, it's a small We have a small congregation. It might be about 60 folks, something like that.
Well, that's pretty good. I know. How long have y'all been operating? How long has he had his own church?
For 5 years.
5 years. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So your membership probably is bigger than 60. You just figure 60, about 60 people every Sunday sitting out in the pews.
Yes.
Okay. So then after church you've gone to church and you've sang in the choir and you've gone through your Sunday at church. Once you leave church, what happens after that? Do y'all have any kind of dinner or anything at the church, or what happens after church?
No, we leave church and go out and eat. If I come home and finish cooking where I got started, we just have a blessed day that day.
Okay. Well, to me, and I know I've pretty much gotten through the questions that I wanted to ask you, but to me, as I've seen our First Lady, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to ask, I'm gonna be frank with you, and that's who I am. I'm frank, but I'm gonna be frank with you. I'm 100% with people. I say what I'm gonna say, mean what I'm gonna say, or whatever. But being the wife of a pastor, then, you know, is there a certain way that you're expected to act? And if you say yes to that question, then how is that? Or you know, I know you, and I'm wondering, are you the same at church or at home as you are when I see you every day?
Yes, I'm the same in church and out of church and at home every day. I can't change for anybody else, but I give my husband all the respect in the world. But I have to be myself. It's a certain way you have to be as a First Lady, but I give him 100% of that, but I still be myself.
Right.
It's just like First Lady wear hats. I don't wear hats. You know, that's what they be looking for as a First Lady, but I'm just me.
You don't wear hats?
No.
So you don't have any of the ladies in the church that asking you, First Lady, you know, you're supposed to have on a hat on the first Sunday. You're supposed to have on a hat on the third Sunday, or whatever, you know, however it goes. But at the same time, I think that's something that's kind of old-fashioned.
Traditional.
That people want you to, the First Lady, to wear a hat. They want you to stand out from everyone else. But you say you sing in the choir, so you're there. you're not really sitting out in the front row. You're up in the choir.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. Well, First Lady, I appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you for coming on the show.
You're
and,
welcome.
And I know I'm going to see you later on tonight. But
yes.
I hope you have a good rest of your day, and take care of yourself. But thank you for being on the Frank Williams Show. Okay.
You're welcome.
Hey,
thank
First
you.
Lady.
Yes.
First Lady.
Yes.
One more thing before you go.
Yes.
I know that I've been trying to get you on my show and all, and probably kind of worried about coming on the show because you didn't want to supposedly talk in front of so many people, but really, and the reason I'm asking you this is because I want all my audience to hear that, because I want them to call into the show and talk to me. But so when you called into the show today and you talking to me,
yes,
you know, that's not like standing and talking in front of 2,000 people. I mean, it's like being on the phone, and it's just you and I exchanging conversation, right?
Yes.
So
it
wasn't
have been for the Lord, because I was laying him asleep, and I just jumped up. So evidently it was the Lord wanted me to be on this show.
But and I understand that, but what I'm saying is, because I want my audience to know that it's not a bad thing to call into the show and talk, right?
No, it's not.
It's not at all. I try to put everybody at ease and be on the show and talk on the show. So, guys, you heard that from the pastor's wife, from the First Lady of the church, that it's a breeze to call in and talk to me on the show. So from now on, everybody, all my audience, people in Florida, Alabama, California, everybody that listens to the show, now you know that it's no big deal to call in and talk. So do that. But First Lady, thank you for being on the Frank Williams Show. And you take care, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks. So, guys, you heard that from the preacher's wife. Like I said, I've been trying to get her on the show, and she finally came on the show, and we had a good time, okay? Now, today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call a certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, even our IRS issues, they can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, I want to thank my guest, the First Lady, for being on the show today. And thank you guys for listening in to the show. Join me back here again tomorrow, 10 a.m., new showtime. Join me here again tomorrow. I'll have a great show set for you tomorrow. This Frank, I'm over. I'm out. Take care.
people for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Come on, please, I'm gone. Forget to reach it by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. Fun.